It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It was like something straight out of a movie script as I was watching it. So as I was watching the game unfold yesterday, I decided I wasn't going to tweet through it like I normally do. I was just going to let it happen and let all of the enjoyment come from what I was seeing on the field. I thought the Jaguars were going to get blown out last week, and I'm not going to put everybody else into it. It's me. This is Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars, and we thank you for making us your first listen because I know you've done it again today. Listen, man. I'm not going to sit here and talk about the fact that the Rams lost at home and the Dallas Cowboys got blown out by Denver at home and Buffalo lost. So now all three of these teams who are 1, 2, and 3 in the power polls for most, for all intents and purposes, along with Arizona. I don't care. It's not about upset Sunday. And I know some people are going to make it that. I want to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars because I think the circumstances around this team and the game yesterday and the lead up to the game was something out of a 30 and 30 or a movie script. I'm going to explain. The Jaguars played the worst game they've ever played in the history of this franchise, possibly last weekend against Seattle, against the backup quarterback. The Bills are riding high as one of the teams in the NFL that everyone thinks is built correctly, including me. And I still think that with a quarterback that's one of the 3 or 4 best quarterbacks in the league, and they were billed as everything, no pun intended, but they were billed as everything the Jaguars would hope to be in the near future. Everything was set up for the Jacksonville Jaguars to get steamrolled, right? We're going to use steamrolled this week because we used boat race 2 weeks ago and it came true. So much is to the fact that many Jaguar fans tried to sell their tickets. All I saw online all week, and I'm not getting on it because all you heard from me all week, with the exception of Friday, and I'll bring that up, with the exception of Friday, all you heard from me all week was how the Jaguars didn't stand a chance, in my opinion. And I stand by that. I stand by that based on what I had seen. Friday, though, I said, but because this is a Jaguar fan show, what I have to do is I have to give you this scenario where they can win. I jokingly said early in the week that if they wanted to win, the keys to victory was to bring baseball bats. They actually didn't bring baseball bats, but they acted like they had baseball bats. And I think that's very, very significant. So as we set this thing up, I'm going to set this scene and I'm going to set this movie for you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to actually talk about what this game means, what it could mean in the second segment. In the third segment, we'll give people their flowers. We're going to give guys like, you know who, you know, the one with the same name as somebody else, but the baddest one yesterday. I'm going to give guys their flowers. So let's get back to this movie. Let's get back to this 30 and 30. If we're doing an episode of 30 and 30 and I go, you'd have never believed this is true if you hadn't seen it for yourself. All week set up, the fans from Buffalo were expected to take over the stadium. And I would suspect that there were 20,000 Bills fans in the stadium yesterday. You would think that it's going to be loud for the wrong reason. Now, go back to something that Urban Meyer said in training camp. And I know he hasn't been the one that could really talk, you know. He couldn't really talk too much about the fans at this point. All the focus was on him. In fact, we even did a show last week where we said that he's probably going to be out of here, you know, or the likelihood was going up. All the talk this week was about the Bills taking the stadium over. And I remember Urban Meyer in preseason said, that blank has to stop. All of the talk this week about how this team was terrible. All of the talk this week was about the Bills and what was going to happen Sunday and the fans not wanting to go, the fans just not wanting to see it, and the apathy and all of the memories of the past, and we still the same and we suck, and Kayvon Thibodeau, you know, we take it for Thibodeau. And yesterday a group of guys showed you why sports is the way sports is. Yesterday, the Jaguars went out and bullied the bully. They win 9-6. Not a lot of offense. Trevor Lawrence has 118 yards passing. At some point, Trevor Lawrence is writhing in pain. He's hurt on the ground. He can't put pressure on his leg. And then he Willis Reed's out of the locker room and starts jogging up and down the locker room. I mean, down the sideline like Secretariat warming up for the Kentucky Derby. And he goes back into the game. And then the defense played like the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. They swarmed. And one guy in particular, Josh Allen, who was supposed to be the second best Josh Allen in the stadium, a guy who's supposed to be a little bit of an underachiever with the exception of the last 2 or 3 weeks, looked like Lawrence freaking Taylor all day. The guy that they said there was a special teams dude, Ford, he wasn't supposed to be an impacted safety, actually made plays at safety and got turnovers and was swarming all over the field. You couldn't write this script any better. That 20,000 Bills fans came down here to watch their team run through the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they got run out of the stadium. And listen, it was only 9-6. And granted, Buffalo was about 15 yards away from field goal range in the fourth quarter. That is a game that the Jaguars have had a recipe for losing. I was all ready to think that maybe what was going to happen here is this was going to be one of those moral victory moments. But no. It wasn't. It was an actual victory moment. The Buffalo Bills could not do what everyone said they were going to do, and it's because of the Jacksonville Jaguars and their fan base and their players and the attitude of this city, this Duval attitude that, you know, you guys put y'all pants on just like us. The tangible thing that I get from this is, what could this be? And we do this and we go through this every single week. And at some point we have to stop. So I'm gonna bridge this to segment two. Last week, that was like the end of the rope for everybody with this staff, right? A few weeks back in London, before that, a couple of weeks before that, this was the beginning of something. And then they lose again, and now it's the end again, and now they're not good, and this is terrible. But this one right here, and this is the 30 for 30 aspect. It wasn't just for all those things that I just said happened and the way that I set that up. It's about what it means moving forward. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what this game means moving forward, because this could actually be the moment that this franchise turns around. Now, I know you're saying, Wig, slow down. So some of y'all are going to feel that way, and that's cool, because I kind of feel that way too. But let's talk about the question of, could this be that game that really lets them know who they can be? Or is it just a situation where we need to pipe down and make sure everybody just takes it one game at a time, because they can come out next week and play the way they've been playing in the past and lose the game? Because it's just 1 week. It's like the best game and the worst game are 2 weeks apart. They had a bad team that they could have run over and they got blown out, and then they actually beat up and out physical a very, very good team. Let's discuss it. Let's discuss it here in segment two on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about DirecTV Stream, all those remotes, all those different gadgets, all those different passwords that you have for all of your entertainment, whether it's a streaming service or movies or just your live TV, that goes away now, because you're going to get your TV together. And how you're going to do that is you're going to call DirecTV and ask them about DirecTV Stream. Because what it does is it brings your live TV and your on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no more needing to buy another device ever. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and all the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. And compatible devices are required, and content varies by package. Segment two here on Locked On Jaguars, where we thank you for making your first listen every day, and you are free on all platforms. The Jaguars win 9-6, despite no James Robinson, no Cam Robinson. Trevor Lawrence got hurt, only had 118 yards passing, but he came back into the game. By the way, CJ Beathard, I'm going to shout you out too. Way to be prepared and come in and actually make some play. He made a throw yesterday. This game could have been blown open if Jamal Agnew had caught that ball, but he made a throw yesterday. That's the kind of stuff you like to see from your backup quarterback. The thing is everyone seemed like they were ready to play. I think people had gotten kind of tired of hearing folks talk about the Bills. I think they probably, like Michael Jordan, they took it personally when they came out and saw so much blue and red in that stadium. That is a good quality, and that's a good characteristic for a winning team, a team that wants to win, to have. Now, we got to put them together. You know, we got to put consecutive games together. But now, finally, I see a base of something where they can hang on to. So it leads me, is this the beginning? Now, if this is the beginning, if this is the turning point where they start to actually play respectable football every single week, and they go on some magical run, and I know I'm going wild with this here, but just bear with me, and they go on some magical run next year after they get more talent, And we can look back and say the game that changed this franchise was that game against Buffalo. That's the opportunity that's in front of them here, because we always talk about what can they do, you know, personnel wise. Do they have the bodies? Well, in a game like yesterday with a team like Buffalo, and albeit Buffalo is a team that gives you the simplicity of everything, because they don't come out and try to run these real crazy schemes and test whether or not you're where you're supposed to be. Buffalo's going to come out and try to punch you in the face. And when you go toe-to-toe with somebody for four quarters in the NFL, that means, and you didn't fall. In fact, you came out victorious. That means that physically, you do have, you know, what it takes to not get overmanned and overwhelmed by other people. Doesn't mean schematically. Now, if people start testing your scheme and all of this stuff, but it just means physically that you weren't going to be bullied yesterday, and you weren't going to be pushed around by a team that is notorious for pushing people around and bullying people, that your corners were going to be able to keep the wide receivers in front of them and tackle in space. And that's exactly what happened yesterday, that your defensive linemen were going to be disruptive and get in the face of one of the great quarterbacks in this league and cause him to make mistakes. Now, see, this just wasn't Buffalo playing a bad game. This was the Jaguars making Buffalo play a bad game. And I want to be very, very clear with that. That's exactly what this was yesterday. This is not the Bills just having an off day. This is the Jaguars creating an environment where the Bills had an off day. And we need to understand that. But now we get spoiled. Now, if we know you can do that against that team, and that coach and that coordinator and those coordinators, guys that I respect. Now, you don't have to, you won 9-6, so we ain't gonna act like they beat them 35-9. But to Jacksonville fans, it really felt like that way, considering the way that they had played the week before. Is this an opportunity for Jacksonville to have a chance to look back at this game one day and say, that was it? Because you know what happened in the past. In the past, it was a game against that same organization in the playoffs, with Bruce Smith in that gang that was used to winning all the time, that for the short term, for the interim, it changed the way Jacksonville was perceived. It's the playoff game at Buffalo when Natrone Means and the crew ran all over them, and Tony Boselli had a dominant outcome against Bruce Smith, one of the best defensive ends ever. And the Jaguars went up, and for the next couple of years, that did something. That energized this organization. And while this wasn't a playoff game, it was a game that meant something. It was a game that meant something because they filled your stadium up with their fans, right? Urban had made the proclamation that that's exactly what has to stop. And it seems like the Jaguars took it personally, and Josh Allen took on the other Josh Allen and made his day miserable. And Rudy Ford was making plays all over the place. And the defensive line, Hamilton and Smoot and Gostis and Costin, all these, they were all over the place. Not, you know. You know what I'm talking about. Adam Gostis. It was just amazing, amazing performance. Miles Jack played probably his best game all season yesterday. The question that I asked is, are we going to look back at this game one day and think this was the one that changed it all? But then if you're one of those people that says, you know what, you need to just slow down and take it game by game. You're both right. We need to take it game by game. The Jaguars need to take it game by game. The Jaguars now need to know that they know what they can do. Now the expectation is going to be that they come out and at least play something like that every single week. They're capable of playing with the top teams if they come out the way they came out yesterday. And more importantly, the coaching staff. This is the first time that their plan has been validated. This is the first time their presence, at least on the defensive side, has been validated. This is the first time, you know, we can say, hey, okay, I understand now. I see what Joe Cullen's working with here. You know, that wasn't bad. So I think the answer is both. I think you take it one game at a time because that's exactly what you have to do in the National Football League. But I think there is a chance that one day we could look back and say it was that day. It was November 7th, 2021. Where the entire perception of this Urban Meyer regime took a change. I'm gonna give some flowers out, man. I just mentioned one person that's gonna get them because we've been beating them up enough. When you're right, you're right. And when you do something the correct way, and you know, when people see results, that's when you're gonna get it. And I'll do it here on a Monday, in just a second on Locked On Jaguars. Of course, after I tell you about Built Bar with Thanksgiving coming up. There's a lot of us that are trying to eat correctly and that are on a diet. I've never been much of a sweet eater on Thanksgiving, but I will admit seeing some banana pudding and all of that stuff, it kind of does make you want to get a little taste. But I'm not going to cheat on my diet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a Built Bar, and a Built Bar will give me that satisfaction on my palate that I would really, really like to contrast all of that other stuff I'll be eating. So I'm going to go with the salted caramel version of Built Bar because it is absolutely my favorite. But the reason why it's so much my favorite right now, because it's low calorie, low carb, low fat, and very high in protein. And that's where I'm at right now. It's covered in 100% chocolate. And it's a great option for when you're hungry. If Thanksgiving isn't coming soon enough, you can go for a Built Bar or two right now. Here's what you do, man. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Remember, you use the LOCK15 code, that's the promo code, for 15% off at Built Bar. They have 9 great flavors. You can check them out and try them all and find out which one is your favorite. I keep saying salted caramel is mine. Find out what yours is at Built Bar. All right, man, you're making wages. If you're trying to get paid, ooh, you could have got them yesterday. If you take the underdogs yesterday against the top 3 or 4 teams in the league, you got you some money. You can do it at BetOnline because it remains your number one spot for the basketball and football action that's going on this season. And they're back bigger than ever because they have a new web interface for the start of basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. Football, basketball, boxing, UFC had some fights this weekend. Or all your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. And I know where you start every day is here on Locked On Jaguars, especially in this podcast world, man, because you know we're here because we're your team every day. And we thank you for joining us and making us your first listen. And we are free on all platforms. Giving out some flowers today. First of all, to win this game without James Robinson, to win this game, period. But to win this game without James Robinson and Cam Robinson, you're starting left tackle, you're starting running back. Some different starters on defense, finally getting Walker a little, some action. He started out pretty slow, but see, he battled through it. He battled through it, and you didn't even notice for a while after he started. You got to let a guy get greased up, man, and that's what happened yesterday. I felt bad for Walker a little because Walker a little, the left tackle, was the one who fell back on Trevor Lawrence, and everyone was like, see, told you, you can't put him in there. But he seemed like he battled through it, and he got through it, so we'll see how that goes moving forward. But first order of business is to give Urban Meyer and his staff an attaboy. We've been beating up on them, but the culmination, whatever he's been trying to do and trying to explain. Now, they didn't score a lot of points and they didn't outspeed anybody on offense. But you, these guys work extremely hard, right? We think they do. To see some things manifest themselves that you know they've been working on, it's got to make them feel good. It's got to make them feel. I think everybody shows up to work today with an extra pep in their step, and they want to get some more of that. They want to figure it out. Now, it's easy to sell it to your players that it works. You can go, see what I told you? This is what we've been to. This is what it is. It's about y'all, man, but you did it. And this is exactly what we're trying to. And it's also a way to tell the fans that this is the type of football team we're trying to be. And today we were that. And I got to give, you know, credit where credit is due. That's what happened yesterday. We're trying to be beating up on people and saying it's just one game or they got lucky. No, it's not under that. If you're that type of person, I apologize for you. You might need to eat on Thanksgiving all the banana pudding and cake you can, because at some point you just got to look at what it is today and you got to smell the flowers and say, you know what, this is what it is today. And realize that people made it this way, and they did good yesterday. They did good. I was very, very happy for what I call the faithful 50,000. A couple of y'all, I sent some DMs and said, man, I know you're smiling. I'm happy that you're going through this today. Good for you. Joe Cullen, you know, I got to mention Joe Cullen. And you know what? I'm going to mention Darrell Bevell, because with the ebb and flow of this game, they were able to get first downs when they needed them. They were able to make some big plays to the tight end. They were able to mix and match on the run. They didn't try to be heroes, and they didn't try to say, hey, look at me. I'm going to be the one to do this, because he set up a nice play with C.J. Beathard. And that's called a coach really knowing and understanding who his talent and who his player is, because I bet you that play call is probably something that he knows Beathard does really well, that ball he throws. And it was gutsy for him to bring C.J. Beathard in and Beathard go 2 for 2 for 30 yards. And then, like I said, have a drop that was put in the breadbasket of Jamal Agnew. It's just something else, man. So they dialed up some things, especially on the first drive yesterday, that kind of set the tone for what kind of game this was going to be. Players-wise, Josh Allen, man. Hey, man, I salute you. That's the game. That's the kind of game that everybody wants. That's the kind of aggressiveness that people want. I would be remiss if I did not say this. You ready? And this is another addition to the what if this was a 30-30, right? Taven Bryan. This fan base has waited for Taven Bryan to play that way since 2018. I think it was 2018 when he got picked. He's on the last year. They picked up his fifth-year option. Taven Bryan played like a man possessed yesterday and ended up with 2 sacks. I couldn't believe it. That's what I said. It's just like so much happened yesterday that you wouldn't believe. This is Taven Bryan, the one that all of us have been messing with, and the former first round pick out of University of Florida, has done absolutely nothing. Folks were wondering why he was still on the roster. And all of a sudden yesterday, in the biggest game against the biggest bully, Taven freaking Bryan looks like J.J. Watt. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Blown away. As a matter of fact, it was such a surprise, I almost forgot to mention it again. Do y'all realize before the game, if I told you that they were going to come out and out-bully him, Josh Allen was, that our version of Josh Allen was going to be the best player on the field, that Taven Bryan was going to be, and Rudy Ford were all going to take over and dominate this game and look like they're a part of the Buddy Ryan Philadelphia Eagles in the early 90s. And Trevor would get hurt to the point where he couldn't even put pressure on his ankle, and it would come out of the locker room and run up and down the sideline and go back in and lead his team. If I told you all of that stuff, that the Jaguars would miss 2 field goals and have another one taken away by a penalty, that they would have 218 yards of offense, total net, in front of 20,000 minimum Bills fans, after that bad week in Seattle, that the Jaguars going to win this game. And all of that stuff I just mentioned was going to happen. And oh, by the way, they didn't have James Robinson. And Walker Little was making his first start. You can't make this stuff up. It's a Hollywood script. But we're not Hollywood with Jacksonville. So what's going to happen is people are going to be like, well, nobody's going to care. Like I say, the national media, I haven't even watched it yet, but I know they're probably already lumping it in with the fact that Dallas got mollywopped at home and that the Rams lost badly, in my opinion, at home. So they're going to go to Rams, the Cowboys, and the Bills all lost, and they're going to lump everything together. We're not doing that. You don't lump it together when you criticize this city. You don't lump it together when you criticize rightfully what the product that you've seen. So we ain't going to lump this one together. If you watch this game and the way this game went, I'm not so sure if the Jaguars and the Bills played again tomorrow that it wouldn't happen again, because it's about matchups. So shout out to Jacksonville, man. Flowers given. Rudy Ford, Josh Allen, Taven Bryan, and Urban Meyer. It's going to be so important with what we see moving forward, especially in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be so important to the psyche and the way that you guys view your team. I know you make me your first listen every day and you view me a certain way or hear me a certain way, but you can do the same thing with the Peacock and Williamson podcast. Make them your second listen. Brian Peacock is an NFL analyst and Matt Williamson is an NFL scout, former NFL scout. They bring it to you and have a unique way of putting their show together that you don't hear too often around here. So make sure you check out the Peacock and Williamson podcast, subscribe, and check it out. Make it your second listen. All right, man, we're going to run. We ain't going to overdo it. We're just going to let this thing marinate and let you guys enjoy it. Happy Victory Monday, Jacksonville, to the faithful 50,000 and everyone else. I appreciate you joining me here on Locked On Jaguars. Jaguars beat the Bills 9-6 to get their second win of the season. And hopefully there's more to come.